Senator Tom Carper recently visited some Central American countries with Representative Lisa Blunt Rochester and other members of Congress. The Carper-led congressional delegation met with officials of Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador over 5 days. The visit came just as President Donald Trump declared a national emergency to build a wall along the southern border of the U.S. Trump argues migrants are a safety and security threat to Americans. But Carper says many people in these countries seeking asylum in the U.S. are families fleeing domestic violence and gangs. They also suffer from high unemployment and high rates of teen pregnancy. Carper says U.S. investments in these countries are producing some results. He says there's optimism in places like El Salvador, where a new president was just elected.
The newly elected president is 38-year-old mayor of San Salvador, a city of 2 million people. He's dynamic. He's smart. He's got smart people around him. He's a centrist. He's a great fan of the United States of America.
Carper says he's also asked the Department of Homeland Security to allow people to apply for asylum at U.S. embassies in their own countries. That means they wouldn't have to travel to the U.S. to do it. Sarah Mueller, Delaware Public Media.